Chapter 5, Motion, Forces, and Simple Machines, Section 1, Motion. What you'll learn. You'll learn how to describe speed and acceleration. You'll learn how acceleration is related to change in speed. And you'll learn how to calculate distance, speed, and acceleration. Before you read, you move all the time. How fast do you think you can walk? How fast can you run? How fast can you ride a bike? Read to learn. Speed. Suppose you are riding a bike in a very hilly area. How can you tell how fast the bike is moving? You need to know two things. You need to know the distance or how far the bicycle has traveled. You also need to know how much time it took to travel that far. What is average speed? Suppose you ride the bike for 1 mile. You might speed up or slow down. How do you describe how fast you are going? One way is to find your average speed. Average speed is a distance traveled divided by the time it takes to travel the distance. Here is the equation for speed. Average speed in meters per second equals distance traveled in meters divided by the travel time in seconds, or S equals D divided by T. Units of speed are always a distance unit divided by a time unit. In the example above, the distance is in meters. The time is in seconds. So the speed unit is meters per second. Mark the text. Highlight definitions. Highlight the definitions and equations as you read this section. When you finish reading, review the equations to make sure you understand how to use them. And that would mean that the one I just read about average speed, that's the one that you should be highlighting, or one of the equations that you should be. The foldable, you should do the foldable here when you work with speed, velocity, and acceleration. Make the following 3-tab foldable to understand how speed, velocity, and acceleration, how they're the same and how they're different. Page 72. How do you find average speed? Suppose that it takes you 30 minutes to ride your bike to your friend's house. Your friend lives 9 kilometers away. Find the average speed for your trip to your friend's house. You know the distance, D, is 9 kilometers. You know the time, T, is 30 minutes or 0.5 hours, half an hour. You want to find the speed. S equals kilometers per hour. Use the equation for average speed. S equals D divided by T, or S equals 9 kilometers divided by 0.5, and that equals 18 kilometers per hour. Check your answer, multiply the speed by the time, and you should get the distance. 18 kilometers per hour times a half hour equals 9 kilometers. What is instantaneous speed? Average speed doesn't give the details of the motion. Suppose you and your family traveled 640 kilometers in 8 hours. Your average speed is 80 kilometers per hour, but you may not have driven 80 kilometers per hour for 8 hours straight. You might have stopped to eat. Sometimes it is helpful to know how fast you are going at a certain time. For example, suppose the speed limit is 100 kilometers per hour. Drivers need to make sure they aren't speeding. They need to know their instantaneous speed. Instantaneous speed is the speed of an object at any instant of time. The speedometer in a car shows instantaneous speed. What is constant speed? When an object's instantaneous speed doesn't change, it is moving with constant speed. At constant speed, an object's instantaneous speed and average speed are the same. In space, objects such as spacecraft may travel at constant speed. How do you calculate distance? In the example at the top of the page, how did you check your answer? You multiplied the speed by the time. You can use the same equation to find the distance that an object travels when it moves at constant speed. When both sides of the average speed equation are multiplied by time, you get the distance equation. So distance traveled, meters, equals average speed, like meters per second, times time in seconds. So D equals speed times the time, or d equals distance equals speed divided times the time. It's the same thing as d equals s times t. In the left column on page 72, number one, think it over. Explain. When you go on a long car trip, why might the average speed be different than the speed you saw on the speedometer? Reading check. Define. What is instantaneous speed? Page 73. Velocity. Suppose you're walking on a street heading north. How would you describe your movement? To completely describe your movement, you would have to tell the speed you are moving and the direction of your motion. Velocity is the speed of an object and the direction of its motion. Velocity changes when speed changes. Direction of motion changes, or both change. Suppose you turn onto another street heading east, but keep walking at the same speed. Has your velocity changed? Yes, you are still walking at the same speed, but your direction of motion changed. This is change in velocity. Acceleration. At the top of a skateboard halfpipe, your speed and velocity are zero. When you skate down, you speed up, going faster and faster. How can you describe how your speed is changing? What if you change direction? How can you describe how your velocity is changing? You can describe the change with acceleration. Acceleration is the change in velocity divided by the time needed for the change to happen. The figure below shows examples of acceleration. In these examples, speed changes, but the direction of motion stays the same. The direction of acceleration depends on whether the object is speeding up or slowing down. On the left, the marble rolls straight downhill. Its motion and acceleration are in the same direction. In the middle, the marble rolls in a straight line on a level surface with constant velocity. The acceleration is zero. On the right, the marble rolls straight uphill. Its motion and acceleration are in opposite directions because the marble is slowing down. In the right column, page 73, think it over. Number three, summarize. What is the difference between speed and velocity? Picture this. Number four, explain. Look at the picture of the marble rolling on a level ramp in the middle of the diagram. Why is the acceleration zero for this marble? Page 74. How do you calculate acceleration? You can use a formula to calculate acceleration for an object that changes speed but not direction. Acceleration in meters per second squared equals the final speed in meters per second minus the initial speed in meters per second divided by the time in seconds. So A equals speed, the final speed, minus the initial speed divided by the time, t. The SI unit for acceleration are meters per second squared. This means meters per second times seconds. Suppose you're sledding down a snow-covered hill at 8 meters per second. Then you hit a drop. Your speed increases to 18 meters per second in 5 seconds. You can use the equation above to find your acceleration. So acceleration equals the final speed minus the initial speed divided by the time equals 18 meters per second minus 8 meters per second divided by 5 seconds. Is 10 meters per second divided by 5 seconds. That gives you 2 meters per second squared. That's your acceleration. How do you graph speed? Imagine you are inline skating down a hill, across a level valley, and then up another hill. If you graphed your speed over time, it would look like the graph below. As you start downhill, your speed will increase with time, part A. The line on the graph slopes upward because you're accelerating in the same direction as you are moving. When you travel across the level valley, you move at a constant speed, part B. When your acceleration is zero, the line on the graph is flat or horizontal. When you start to go up the hill, your speed decreases, part C. The line on the graph slopes downward because you are accelerating in the opposite direction of your motion. So there in the diagram, you see A, as you skate down the hill, the speed increases when the acceleration is in the direction of motion. Where letter B is, when the acceleration is zero, the speed remains constant. C, When the acceleration is opposite the motion, the speed decreases. Applying math. In the left column, page 74, number 5, evaluate. What would the acceleration be if it took 10 seconds to go from 8 meters per second to 18 meters per second? Picture this. Number 6, interpret graphs. What does a graph of speed over time look like when acceleration is going in the same direction as motion? Page 75, after you read, the mini glossary. Acceleration, change in velocity divided by the time needed for the change to happen. Average speed equals the distance traveled divided by the time it takes to travel the distance. Instantaneous speed, the speed of an object at any instant of time. Velocity, the speed of an object and the direction of its motion. Number 1. Review the terms and their definitions in the mini glossary. Which term helps you know whether you are speeding in a car? Number 2. Fill in the graphic organizer with the equations. Equations for speed, the equation for distance, and the equation for acceleration. Number 3. At the beginning of this section, you were asked to highlight important definitions and equations in this section. How did this help you learn about the topics of the lesson? That is the end of section 1, motion.